Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday the 2nd of April, I hope you're well. Coming up:
you need to reduce class sizes, you need to give teachers the adequate resources to be able to attend to each student's needs.
Teachers gather to discuss recruitment and retention crisis and overseas workers killed in airstrikes in Gaza. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the recruitment and retention crisis within education will be top of the agenda at the TUI Annual Congress beginning today. A recent survey shows over 50% of new teachers are considering leaving for teaching roles abroad. Just one in three of those recently appointed received a contract of full hours, with just 12% offered a permanent position on appointment. Head of the Teachers Union of Ireland, David Waters, says people have to be given a reason to stay.
So we need to keep these top quality graduates. That means we have to have attractive terms and conditions. And unfortunately, if you're getting a bit piece contract, the allure of going abroad, where places like Dubai can offer things like tax-free salaries and all, and you know, housing and all that kind of stuff that the Irish government can't do. But what they can do is make sure people aren't impoverished on their return.
Several overseas aid workers are among five volunteers reportedly killed by an Israeli airstrike in central Gaza. The Hamas-run Gaza government media office says people from Poland, Australia, Britain and one Palestinian were among those killed. The volunteers were understood to have been employees from the World Central Kitchen, a charity devoted to providing meals in the wake of natural disasters. Israel hasn't yet commented. The incoming Taoiseach Simon Harris says he's expressing deep concern over the high number of road deaths. Three more people died in road collisions over the Easter bank holiday weekend, bringing the total number this year so far to 58. 140 people were caught driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol since Friday. Minister Simon Harris says it's an issue he will engage with directly.
Very conscious when we talk about road deaths and we talk about numbers and statistics behind each of those numbers is a heartbroken family, is a lost life, is a life cut short. So I'm extremely conscious of that when talking about such a sensitive issue. In recent days, my office has reached out to the Road Safety Authority, and one of the very early meetings I'd be hoping to have in government is with the Road Safety Authority, the Gardaí and others.
Donald Trump has posted a $175 million bond in his New York civil fraud case, preventing the state from seizing assets to satisfy the debt while he appeals. The former U.S. president was found liable for fraudulently inflating his net worth by billions of dollars in order to secure better loan and insurance terms. He was originally ordered to pay the full $464 million judgment against him, but an appeals court said he could pay the smaller sum within 10 days. People's attitudes towards autism are being challenged on World Autism Awareness Day today. Support charity As I Am is releasing its Same Chance report, showing nearly 60% of people aren't comfortable interacting with someone who avoids eye contact. Almost half of those surveyed also say they'd be uncomfortable seeing an adult pacing or rocking back and forth in public. Founder and CEO of As I Am, Adam Harris, says better education is needed.
It's necessary now for our communities to change, not the individual. And that requires actually proactively educating people. The reality is awareness is only the starting point. While the report notes that almost everyone in Ireland is aware of autism, it also finds that that relationship piece is really important. If you know someone who's autistic, you're more likely to be more understanding.
The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is set to face another rebellion from both sides of the UK Tory party, this time over plans to criminalise homelessness in England and Wales. More than 40 MPs are expected to revolt against proposals which could see those who are homeless and sleeping rough fined or even jailed if they're deemed to be a nuisance. Senior government sources are claiming the Criminal Justice Bill has been paused while ministers negotiate. Rough sleeper William Branigan says life is already tough enough.
Once you're in homelessness, once you're in that circle, it's really hard to change your life. I think the stigma and everything that's attached to it, it's really hard. If they want to do that, they need to give some sort of alternative.
In entertainment news, Shakira is describing the Barbie movie as emasculating. The singer has told Allure magazine both men and women have a purpose in society and one shouldn't be at the expense of the other. The film is set in Barbie Land, a matriarchal system in which women do all the high-end jobs while the men are subordinate and spend their time at the beach. And in sport, in soccer, there are 5 Premier League games down for decision this evening. Newcastle will look to build on their comeback win over West Ham at the weekend when they host Everton. Kick-off at St James's Park is at 7:30. At the same time, Fulham go to Nottingham Forest, while 15 minutes later, Bournemouth host Crystal Palace at the Vitality, and strugglers Burnley entertain Wolves at 8:15. West Ham host Tottenham. A win for Spurs will see them go level on points with 4th place Aston Villa. Spurs boss Ange Postecoglou insists their final position in the table won't be the only gauge of their progress.
It can't just be about where you finish or how many points you get. It's got to be more than that. But obviously, if we finish the season strong, we'll finish in a decent position and we'll see that where that takes us.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.